Yes, this is a perfect life, and it is this one. There is a perfect world, and it is here and now. I feel that I could stay in this silence, in this white world, with the beloved brothers and with you forever. And inside here, something so simple is happening, and at the same time so deep. It is love that is taking over, filling up all the spaces, and gently, without any effort, is putting away the old and undesirable guests. I love you very much, Master. Thank you for the understanding that is growing each day and that frees me. At your feet, Farooq. Very good. You see now, Farooq, how much has happened? Beloved Babaji, I love you. There is so much I would like to share. I don't know where to start. This is the last day of the retreat. This? My God? That we have to do something with. And I feel a deep sadness. I just want to continue, beloved. But that we are. We are continuing. And it goes on and on and on. This sweet, sweet song. But I feel gratitude also, and I feel very grateful for feeling this gratitude. And I feel grateful for seeing that what you are offering us is beyond any words. Amazing blessing. I know that I'm sleepy and cold many times, and that keeps me in the suffering. I want to wake up, beloved. Yesterday's satsang was also so beautiful for me, but also so confronting. I feel the uncomfortable recognition of my own unconsciousness every time you talk about sexuality, when you talk about what is possible and what is normal, the doggy doggy. But yesterday it hit me harder than before. And that is how I go on and hitting you slowly, slowly. And one day it will crack, no, you never know when. And of course, now we have done the retreat, now you are much more present, you are much more in yourself. You are much more aware, much more silent. And only then can you really get in touch with what is real. It's always like that. In the beginning of the retreat, then you are very absent from yourself. You have nothing to say. Then letters start coming. And then at the end, it's like an avalanche. It's like a tsunami. Because then people are coming more back. They have more something to say. They feel. Their heart, their gratefulness, their consciousness, their silence. They have something real to share. But we won't stop. We will go on and on and on and on. And I could sense a new way of meeting it in myself. Many times when faced with my darkness, I kind of avoid looking much into it, as it feels overwhelming. Yeah, that's what we are used to. Just looking the other way, just sweeping it under the carpet. But as you get more and more settled in yourself and deeper, then you can face it. You have to have a certain space to face yourself. How can you say face yourself from the surface? It's impossible. You have to go deeper. So you are not so identified with your so-called problems. I kind of avoid looking much into it as it feels overwhelming. Or I poop out with the I am such a hopeless mindfucker victim escape. Yesterday I felt the warrior-like willingness to face the darkness, like I was on a razor's edge. It was painful but also very alive and truthful. It's very alive to be a warrior. It's very alive to be on the razor's edge. You have to be totally there, otherwise you fall. You can't be in the past, in the future, if you meet the enemy. If you are a warrior, you have to be totally present, otherwise you lose your head. You have to be really focused. And awareness is the master key. It goes beyond any technique. Because who is aware? That's why those stories of amazing feats from warriors and masters, because they had awareness, they had a deep meditation. And the most difficult thing is to be in the present. I hope I will manage to explore this more, beloved. With your help, it is possible. This is just one of the many things I have experienced. There is also this beautiful vipassana. Please, beloved, let's have 3 weeks next time. I know, Vimal, when you start settling into it, then you don't want to get out of it, because everybody is longing for the silence. But everybody is escaping also, because it's much more easier to be occupied. Everybody wants to be happy, but everybody is escaping also into all the dreams. So in one way or the other, I managed to trick you this far. Now you have tasted it, then you want more. That is a very good sign. For me, it's fine. If you had the right place, this is the best place, much better than Mevlana. Only Bhuvana likes it so much than Mevlana. Here only meditators. You have nobody who disturbs us here. So it's perfect. And I looked many places, because I always would like to take you to places. I looked in India, in the Himalayas, in Ladakh, in Rajasthan, many places, but I don't find any place that is big enough and good enough, because I have spoiled you so much. But if somebody finds, just tell me. But here it's much easier. Let's do 3 weeks, let's do 1 month, let's do 3 months. Maybe it will come to that. No, you are start getting ready for it before you are too restless. It is so amazing to feel the mind slowing down, staying more and more time in the quiet space. Such a blessing. Yes, it is amazing, because normally you could never believe that. Okay, beloved, that is it for now. No, that is not it. There you are wrong. It's much more now. Thank you. What you share is so amazing. Amazing, such an amazing gift for me and for everyone. No more words, just gratitude. At your feet, Vimal. That is the sign when you have found what is real, what is so nourishing. Then you just want more than. It's just so amazing. The sign of coming back, then you become silent, you become humble. You just want to nourish yourself in that newfound space. Let's just go deeper into the silence. The way of the mind has to always talk, either in words or in writing. That's how it is. Words are easy. Silence is much more difficult for the restless mind. So that is the sign. If you really have found silence, you don't make much fuss. You have nothing really to say. You just want to go deeper in the silence. Silence is so delicious. You just want to be more quiet. This is so amazing, to feel the mind slowing down, staying more and more time in this quiet space. Such a blessing. Blessings you want to just enjoy. What can you say about blessings? Nothing. You just have to be quiet to enjoy it. No more words. No more words, just gratitude. Remember, words can just fuck things up, because it belongs to the language of the mind. When you have gone deeper into your being, into your heart, then everything becomes quiet. There's nothing to say. You're functioning more in the world of feeling, of being. Otherwise, it's always confusing when you start talking. My opinion and your opinion. No. Just be quiet. Everything is happening so beautifully here. And everything comes up by itself. No, Mudini wrote to me. Hey, Mudini. How are you doing now? Good? You're back again now. Very good. Deeper now, more real now. It's nice. Beloved. Don't we have some rum here or something? Beloved Babaji, it's so clear to me how this hit a deep wound inside of me. No, there is a story behind Mudini's wound. She made this noodle salad. And you know, this is not a laughing matter, because for the cooks, it's life and death. I know from Somali and Dipani and anybody who's involved in the kitchen, it's the whole heart, of course. And we cannot live without the cooks. So all the pranams to the cooks. But also, like Jesus says, you can't live by bread alone. So it's a sharing. She made some food, and then she got the feedback that, no, this was not so good. And then she totally cracked up. That was very difficult. And then she went through all her primal stuff, that not she's not liked and all this. And then she realized that anyway, she did her best. What could she do? Which is very good. Just accept the things, good or bad. Who cares? And that's what I said. It's just confusing different opinions. And everybody's taste buds might be a little different, but when the food comes to the belly, it's all the same. So what's the big fuss? But the thing is, then she went through all these deep wounds, feeling a failure, not loved, not taken care of, not worthy, not feeling supported. This I have carried since my early childhood, as many others have. But this also hit a deep no-no, that I don't believe in this any longer. This lack of feeling support, this deep mistrust, has never allowed me to relax, to simply enjoy. That's what's important. You have to see, and see how perfect it is. Just in the kitchen, I can work on primal group. You don't need to do a primal group. Everything happens by itself, so effortlessly. All these things coming up by itself. Everything will come up. No, you saw it. No, you weren't totally falling apart. Now again I experience that when I'm just about to bury myself in this black cloud, you come and lift me up and put me back in my own shoes again. You let me feel a support that I have never before realized is there. All my resistance to open up is crushed by this, and I feel held by something bigger than me, something I can finally rest in and trust in. I'm in wonder how this works, how you work with us. It is a wonder. And the most amazing thing is that after all that and her feedback, and then they had meeting in the kitchen, then she got the message from me that I really like that food. And then everything was gone. Then from the deepest hell to heaven and bliss attack. Because who cares what people say? Babaji loved it. And that's why now she had the breakthrough. And she writes, and all these insights came up. This is how you can torture yourself. Everything will come up in such a beautiful, organic way. That is how it is to be in the Sangha Mudini. Everything comes up. I'm in wonder how this works, how you work with us. I work on many different ways, on many different levels. What else than a deep gratefulness and joy can come out of this with the great need to serve? This is how it comes, Mudini. This is the right thing. When you have been touched, when you realize, when you see, when you feel the awe and the wonder of it, then you just want to serve. Otherwise, it's always this and that. Like Sotsan said, the great way is easy if you don't go here and there. Just be in that space of clarity, of wonder, and then your heart itself will feel that great need to serve. I love you with all my heart. Thank you, beloved Bhava Mudini. Very good, Mudini. We are so good to torture ourselves unnecessary. We are so good to feel outside. And all we do is just longing to be seen. When you're inside, you make no fuss. When you are outside, then you make fuss. Why? Because it's cold outside. And it's warm inside. Getting more unburdened from your past. And know you can only see that when you are free, when you are grateful. Otherwise, like Mudini says, these wounds inside and feeling a failure, not love, not taken care of, not worthy, not feeling supported, all this that you have carried since early childhood, all that is in between to really relax. And how can you be in tune with me or with the truth if you are not open, relaxed? Then all these things will always filter whatever I'm saying. You will never be available. That's why it's so important to unburden yourself. So you're just clean, available. And if you are that, then you will be in this wonder of gratefulness, of being just wanting to serve, because you have seen how much more it is than all the little hurts and wounds and stories. It's a much bigger picture. Then you become part of the whole. Then you just want to serve, you want to be more a part, you want to be involved. Otherwise, one always wants to be on the outside, in the cold, even though the fire is going inside. Dear beloved Babaji, I have been wanting to write to you for some time. I know, Nandika. Then it's good you do it now. Hello. 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 But I have felt too foggy and have been waiting for some clarity. That maybe is just a protection from sharing. So no, I will share anyway, good. Because that can also just be an excuse to stay foggy. Just when you share, you get clear. Since I have been more involved in Dharma Mountain, I have been fighting a feeling of being stuck in front of the computer with the longing to go out in nature and disconnect from all the modern technologies and just be. You should all do that. It's so easy to get caught in these modern technologies. It's very important. You should have it part of your daily schedule to be out. That is the best. So your whole system gets used to it. Before every group starts here between the retreats, I also get a badly urgent feeling of wanting to escape. And then my mind comes up with great dreams and plans for a better future. My latest plan was to finish here at some point and start art school to learn how to make beautiful things. And then some here for retreats and share and get inspired. Some days ago, when you read Dasya's letter and talked about the absurdity of having deadlines on creativity, I was amazed to see my art school dream blowing up in front of me. And just disappearing into the blue sky. That's how it can go, and that's great. Poof. Because it was just a dream. Beloved Master, I learned so much here. Thank you for taking so good care of me. Yes, I take good care of you, Nandika, but you have to help me also to take good care of you. And that's what I'm teaching everybody, and especially when you are so involved, that you have to take care of yourself also. So you don't come to that stress or you want to escape. It means that you have no time for you. You have to have time. And the best is just to be in nature or do a meditation that again you connect into your silence. Because from there, when you have a deep dip there, you can do anything again. But if you are not in touch with that silent space, then you can get much easier tired, burned out. That's why it's so important to meditate. Because then you have that connection with yourself. Then it's amazing what you can do, but you don't get tired. You have to have a balance. Like you sleep in the night is absolutely necessary, otherwise everybody would go crazy. And if you go deep in meditation, then again you come back very fresh. Because you have gone away from your mind, into your own being, into that silent space. Then you can deal much more easily, much more happily, with whatever life is bringing you. And of course, especially here, where you are connected in something bigger. And what is more creative than this? That you can share this. You just have to see more where you are, what is available. Which you are when you go deeper. I learned so much here. Thank you for taking so good care of me. How can I ever return all you have given me? I don't know how to show my gratitude for you. I don't even know how to take care of your place. Don't worry, Nandika. You're doing great. No problem. You're doing great. And it will be even better and better now. You can share with me any time. Thank you for lifting me up. Thank you for making everything perfect. At your feet, your boiling coconut, Nandika. You are no more a coconut. You have transcended into a mango girl. So don't be hard on yourself. Just relax. The coconut is gone. Be more soft. Be more gentle. Take more care of yourself. That is the only way you can take care of this place and take care of me also. You have to be happy. It's not the doing like you do in the company outside. It's just an art, a service of love, no? Then you have to have you connected with your own heart. So it doesn't become work. And you are a creative woman, and you have the art. Just explore new things here. How you can bring that out. Take some chances. Then you will be happy when you come out with something. P.S. Last night I dreamt that you took us on a boat trip. All of a sudden we were trapped in a storm and the boat was located in between two giant waves with sizes I have never seen before. I totally panicked and tried to figure out how to get out of the boat. This is the situation, so I have to take you. Which at that time had turned into a chaotic labyrinth of corridors with a hidden exit. Suddenly some friend said, Babaji is doing some special maneuvering. That he is. I could not understand anything. But it's not for you to understand. You just enjoy the ride. But the picture zoomed out and I saw the boat from a distance. And as it was sucked into one of these giant waves, you were maneuvering it around 360 degrees in some kind of a special circle. In this moment, when I saw, I felt an instant feeling of trust and peace, being held by something I could not understand. And I just knew that we would be fine, whatever would happen. That is trust, that is surrender. You cannot understand it, but you feel it, you see it, you are living it. Then you give up then. In this moment, I felt an instant feeling of trust and peace. And they always go together. Being held by something I could not understand. And I just knew that we would be fine, whatever would happen. Very beautiful. That is the sign of let go. Everything will be fine.
Closer than breath, you are the air. Sweeter than life itself, you are here. I am a wanderer, you are my peace. You are released. Jai Gurudev, Jai Gurudev, Jai Gurudev, Jai Gurudev, Jai Gurudev. held in the open sky, so far above. I am the lover, you are the love.
Know when you leave this sacred white valley of purity, you have to take care of yourself. I always remind you when you go back, you have to bring the awareness with you and take care of it. Be more gentle with yourself. And be connected with your inner silence, your inner clarity, your true nature, so it can settle more in you. The choice you give us, beloved Master, is not the loud cry for a better life. It is the silent whisper of life and death. In this life, you share with us, beloved Master. Everything has lost its importance and has become so beautiful instead. The places you have shown me, beloved Master, just by being quiet around you, make all my past adventures pale and insignificant. You gave me tears of gratitude. You gave me tears of beauty. What else could I ever ask for? No words can describe the indescribable. No words can explain what you share, and no words will ever be enough to thank you. Yours forever, Rajan. You didn't know what you were getting into, Rajan. No, you have a good taste now. And now everything else, all the dreams falls apart when you find the real. That is what is satisfying. Then you find contentment, harmony, peace, because it's the real. That is the sign of the truth. It's unpolluted. Very good. Remember, the great way is easy. Just be easy. Just be relaxed. One evening, when a child was going to leave Italy, and they had a dinner party there, and just out of the blue, a child jumps up at the dinner table and he said, "I'm leaving a home. Mama, Papa are leaving home." He shouts to his parents, "I want the wine, woman, adventure, and most of all, I want to go with Babaji to do satsang." His old father gets up and out of his chair, "And don't you try to stop me," says a child. "Who is trying to stop you?" exclaims the old man. "I'm coming with you." Enough is enough. Let's be happy. But it's how to go now, because where to go now? Nowhere. Can't you just stay here? Pritam Bhagavati Sayang Guru Nanak Leti Hai. Go in peace. Go in truth. Go in silence. Arjana har gobind no simro sri har hai sri har krishna diya hai jis ditte sab dukh jaye teg bahadur simriya garnon de aveta sabtai hoy sahai sri guru gobind singh sabtai hoy sahai. See you in Mevlana Garden if we manage to get out of the snow. One time, some friends of me came to visit me in Manali, and there is a big pass that leads over to Ladakh. And I had the car then, when I lived there. And we drove over this big mountain. I wanted to show them how it was on the other side, because on the other side of the pass is like Tibet. It's totally barren and it's more Buddhist. Then we were there, and this was in the fall, and the first snowstorm came. And there, they don't have machinery like you see on the road here, that's for sure. And then after 2 days, they said that no, the pass is closed now. You can't go over. And nobody knows, maybe you have to stay here till May. That was in October. And Baba was just totally, why not? Who cares? It was very nice. But my friends was totally freaked out. What are we gonna do? But I thought that would be a very good experience to stay there. But then after 5-6 days it got warmer again and we managed to get over. But many people had panicked. But just go with life and enjoy it. Even if it's big waves or small waves, just surrender to life and everything is fine.
Are jana are govind no simro sri hare rai sri hare krishna di aai hai jis ditte sab dukh jaye tega bahadur simri hai gar non de aavta sab tai hoy sahai sri guru govind singh sab tai hoy Sri Guru Gobind Singh.